Welcome to this evening's Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
This evening we're going to continue our series on the epistles of Paul.
En esta noche vamos a continuar nuestro estudio sobre las epístolas de Pablo.
And tonight we're going to begin looking at Paul's letter to the Philippians.
Y en esta noche vamos a empezar estudiando la carta de Pablo a Filipenses.
And so let's go ahead and open in prayer.
Vamos a abrir en oración.
Lord, we ask that you'd open up this epistle to our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the study of your word. We pray that, Lord, you would bless those that have joined us this evening. And we pray, Lord, that you would just open our minds, our understanding, our hearts to what you were saying. And so we ask that you'd bless this Bible study in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Paul's letter to the Philippians.
La carta de Pablo de Filipenses.
Like the ones we've studied previously.
Como las cartas que hemos estudiado.
Specifically, Philippians, Colossians, Ephesians, and now Philippians.
Específicamente.
Philemon.
Filimón, Colosenses. Efesios y ahora Filipenses.
All of them were written by Paul while he was under house arrest in Rome.
Fueron escritas de Pablo durante su tiempo que estaba encarcelado en casa.
And so even though Paul wasn't able to do anything freely,
aunque Pablo no tenía la libertad para hacer todo,
he was allowed to have guests come and visit him there in this hired house.
Sí, le permitía tener visitantes en su casa.
He was allowed to write.
Y también escribir.
And so Paul used his time wisely and wrote these letters and communicated to the churches.
Y Pablo usó su tiempo muy bien en escribir estas cartas para tener comunicación con las iglesias.
And so Paul, in this letter, was speaking to a church he had started with Silas, many years prior.
Y Pablo estaba escribiendo a la iglesia que él había empezado junto con Silas.
And so the theme of this letter,
y la tema de esta carta,
is joy in living for Christ.
Es gozo en vivir para Cristo.
And it's interesting because of Paul's circumstances.
Y es interesante pensando de las circunstancias de Pablo.
Where others may have complained that they were under house arrest, a prisoner in Rome.
Quizás otros pudieran quejarse porque por ser prisionero en Roma.
And seemingly having an excuse to not even have any joy.
Y pareciendo tener excusa de no tener el gozo.
No, Paul was so in love with Jesus that joy radiated out of him.
No, al contrario, Pablo estaba enamorado con Cristo y el gozo del Señor salía de
él. It's even at this point that he says that statement that he counts everything but loss in comparison to knowing Jesus.
Aún era en este punto que Pablo declaró que él contaba todo lo demás como nada en comparación de poder conocer a Cristo.
And so this epistle is full of joy.
Y esta epístola está llena de gozo.
Now as we look at the background,
ahora en estudiar el fondo,
we find that the date of writing is 61 AD.
La fecha cuando fue escrita es 61 DC.
Now, this is one of Paul's four letters, as we stated already, that was written by Paul from Rome during his first imprisonment.
Ahora, esta carta es una de las cuatro cartas de Pablo que fueron escritas por Pablo desde Roma durante su primer tiempo de ser encarcelado.
And as was stated, he used that time being led by the Holy Spirit to write to the churches.
Y él usó su tiempo inspirado por el Espíritu Santo para escribir a las iglesias.
It's interesting, John Bunyan wrote The Pilgrim's Progress from prison.
Es interesante, el hombre John Bunyan también escribió su libro Pilgrim's Progress, El Progreso del Peregrino, durante su tiempo en prisión.
And so Paul, again, was very, very studious and he used his time wisely.
Una vez más, Pablo usó su tiempo muy bien.
Now, the city of Philippi itself.
Ahora, la ciudad de Filipos.
It's located in eastern Macedonia and was named after King Philip II of Macedon, who was the father of Alexander the Great.
Se encuentra en el este de Macedonia y lleva el nombre del rey Felipe II de Macedonia, padre de Alejandro Magno.
Now, Alexander the Great was the one that made the Greek language the common language of the known world.
Ahora, Alejandro Magno era el rey que hizo el lenguaje griego el lenguaje común en su imperio.
That's why the Old Testament was translated into Greek. Hebrew translation was translated to Greek.
Por eso, el Antiguo Testamento fue translado de hebreo a griego.
And even the New Testament was written all in Greek.
Y también el Nuevo Testamento fue escrito en griego.
Now, in this graphic, you'll see the city of Philippi at the highest part there in the region of Macedonia.
Ahora, en esta mapa que está en la pantalla, pueden ver la locación de Filipos.
This is Paul's second missionary journey.
Esta era el viaje segundo misionero de Pablo.
And Paul ministered there in the city of Philippi right after he had the vision of going into Macedonia.
Y Pablo ministró allí después de tener la visión de ir a Macedonia.
They call it the Macedonian call.
Es llamado el llamado Macedonia.
And you remember it was there in Philippi that we have the story of Paul and Silas there in prison or in jail in Philippi.
Y podemos recordar que también allí fue que tenemos la historia de Pablo y Silas en prisión allí en Filipos.
And afterwards, the Philippian jailer was saved and his house.
Y después, el guarde y su familia fueron salvos.
And so, this is the location of Philippi.
Entonces, este es donde se encuentra Filipos.
Now, in Paul's day, even though it's in ruins today, Philippi was an honored Roman city and a military post.
En los días de Pablo, aunque ahora está en ruinas, Filipos era una ciudad honrada y puerto militar.
Now, the Philippian church.
Ahora, la iglesia de Filipos.
Now, this church was founded by Paul and his team of co-laborers.
Fue empezado de Pablo y su equipo de colaboradores.
And those that worked with him were Silas, Timothy, and Luke.
¿Quién eran Silas, Timoteo, Lucas?
And this took place during Paul's second missionary journey.
Y esto tomó lugar durante su segundo viaje misionero.
And he was led by the Holy Spirit to travel there into the region of Macedonia by a vision, a dream that God gave him.
Y fue dirigido a ir a Macedonia por medio de una visión que Dios le dio.
There in Troas, he saw a man in this vision saying, "Come to us."
En Troas, vio un hombre llamando, diciendo, "Ven a nosotros."
And Paul took that as from the Lord and went first now into the region of Europe.
Y Pablo lo tomó como dirección del Señor y fue a esa parte.
Now, as Paul was there in Philippi,
ahora, cuando Pablo estaba allí en Filipos,
a strong bond of friendship developed between them.
Empezó una amistad entre ellos.
They developed a relationship.
Era una relación fuerte.
And the church really revered and honored Paul.
Y la iglesia honraba y tenía reverencia a Pablo.
And so many times this church sent financial help to Paul.
Y muchas veces esta iglesia envió ayuda financiera a Pablo.
And when Paul was raising an offering for the poor saints in Jerusalem,
y cuando Pablo estaba levantando ofrenda para los pobres santos en Jerusalén,
it was the Philippian church that was very generous and gave to that cause.
Era la iglesia en Filipos que dio generosamente.
Turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
Queremos leer en su Biblia, vaya a Filipenses 4.
And notice how Paul mentions their giving.
Y fíjese de la manera que Pablo menciona como ellos eran listos para dar.
It says in verse 15, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone."
Versículo 15 dice, "Y sabéis también vosotros, filipenses, que al principio de la predicación del Evangelio, cuando partí de Macedonia, ninguna iglesia participó conmigo en razón de dar y recibir, sino vosotros únicamente."
Then look at verse 16.
Ahora versículo 16.
It says, "Even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessity."
Pues aún a Tesalónica me enviaste una y otra vez para mis necesidades.
This church supported Paul.
Esta iglesia dio apoyo a Pablo.
And what's neat is Paul didn't have to beg or tell them to give.
Y es bueno que Pablo no tuvo que pedir les a ellos.
When no one else gave to him, it was the Philippian church that did.
Cuando nadie más dio, la iglesia de Filipenses sí dio.
And so God always honors those who give.
Y Dios siempre honra a los que dan.
You'll never be able to outgive God.
Nunca vamos a poder dar más a Dios que Él nos ha dado.
And this church in Philippi was a giving church.
Y la iglesia de Filipenses era una iglesia que sabía dar.
Now it appears that Paul visited this church in Philippi twice in his third missionary journey.
Y Pablo visitó la iglesia dos veces en su tercer viaje.
And so Paul had a deep love for this congregation.
Y Pablo tenía un gran amor por esta iglesia.
Now, looking at the purpose as to why he wrote this.
Ahora, en estudiar el propósito.
Number one, from prison, Paul wrote this letter to the Philippian believers to thank them for the recent generous gift carried to them by Epaphroditus.
Número uno, desde la prisión, Pablo escribió esta carta a los creyentes filipenses para agradecerles por su reciente y generosa regalo que le llevó Epafrodito.
And he also wanted to update them on his present circumstances.
Y también quería darles conocer acerca de sus circunstancias actuales.
And so Paul had received this gift from the Philippians.
Y Pablo había recibido el regalo.
And so he wanted to inform them that he had gotten it and Epaphroditus had brought it safely.
Quería dejarles saber que Epafrodito había traídolo a él.
And therefore he took the time to let them know how he was doing.
Y tomó el tiempo para escribirles y dejarles saber.
Now look at chapter 1, verse 7, and you can see Paul is in prison.
Abre en Filipenses capítulo 1, versículo 7.
Yeah, chapter 1, verse 7. Mm-hmm. And he says, "It's right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonments and in the defense of and confirmation of the gospel, you all are fellow partakers of my grace."
Y es justo que yo sienta esto de vosotros, porque os tengo en el corazón, y en mis prisiones, y en la defensa y confirmación del Evangelio, todos vosotros son participantes conmigo de la gracia.
And so Paul mentions the fact that he's in prison, and they are partaking with him in the ministry by giving to him.
Pablo mencionó que estaba en prisión, y que ellos estaban junto con él en su ministerio en esa manera.
They were partakers of his ministry.
Eran participantes de su ministerio.
Look at chapter 4, verse 14.
Queremos leer capítulo 4, 14.
It says, "Nevertheless, you did well having shared in my affliction."
Sin embargo, bien hiciste en participar conmigo en mi tribulación.
And so this was a way that they were in the ministry together.
De esta manera estaban juntos con él en el ministerio.
When you give to support missions or other ministries.
Cuando damos para soportar misioneros o otros ministerios.
You're supporting that ministry, but you're also partaking in it as well.
Estamos soportando, igualmente estamos juntos participando con ellos.
And so Paul, in essence, is saying a big thank you.
Y aquí Pablo les da un grande gracias.
And he's letting them know how he's doing.
Y les deja saber de cómo está él.
Now the second purpose is that he wrote to assure this congregation of God's purpose in his imprisonment.
Escribió también, número dos, para asegurar la congregación el propósito de Dios en su encarcelamiento.
In other words, God had a purpose in even Paul's imprisonment.
En otras palabras, Dios tenía propósito cuando él estuvo en el prisión.
So he, secondly, here he writes to assure the Philippians that Epaphroditus had fulfilled his charge faithfully and was not returning prematurely.
Y les dejó saber que Epafrodito estaba cumpliendo su llamado y no llegó antes de su tiempo.
And lastly, he wrote to encourage them to press on to know the Lord in unity, humility, fellowship, and peace.
Y escribió para decirles que necesitaban seguir adelante en su amor, cumpliendo fielmente su mandamiento de Dios.
And so he's writing to encourage them to press in and know the Lord.
Y les daba palabras de ánimo para seguir conociendo más de Dios.
In a similar way, Paul was saying, I'm not content with where I am. I count everything but loss to know the Lord even more.
Y estaba diciendo, no estoy alegre donde me encuentro, porque yo conozco que lo demás es nada en comparación de conocer a Cristo.
Now, as we begin the survey of Philippians,
ahora, en estudiar la encuesta de Filipenses,
what's interesting about this particular letter,
lo que es interesante de esta carta,
is that unlike many of Paul's letters, Philippians was not written primarily because of church problems or conflicts.
A diferencia de muchas de las cartas de Pablo, Filipenses no fue escrita principalmente debido a problema o conflicta en las iglesias.
And so Paul didn't have a lot of problems to address.
Él no tenía que dirigirse a un problema.
And so its basic tone is one of cordial affection and appreciation for this congregation.
Entonces, su tono básico era de afecto cordial y aprecio por la congregación.
And so from the salutation to the benediction, the letter focuses on Christ Jesus as the purpose for living and the believer's hope for eternal life.
Desde el saludo hasta la bendición, la carta se centra en Cristo Jesús como el propósito para vivir y la esperanza del creyente para la vida eterna.
And so Paul was able to write about the beauties of Christ.
Y Pablo pudo escribir de la belleza de Cristo.
Instead of having to rebuke and correct.
En al contrario, no tenía que corregir.
And so Paul really wrote this letter in a different way than many of his others.
Entonces, esta carta era diferente de los demás.
Now, secondly, there's some leading characteristics and contents of this epistle that we want to look at.
Número dos, hay principales características y contenidos de la epístola.
Number one is that Philippians is non-controversial in character.
Número uno, Filipenses no es controversativo en carácter.
As we stated before, there wasn't many problems that Paul had to deal with.
No había necesidad de hablar acerca de problemas en la iglesia.
And so because that is the case, there was no necessity, as in writing Galatians and Corinthians, to defend his apostolic authority, for the Philippians were loyal to him and to the faith that was once delivered to them.
Entonces, no había necesidad, como al escribir Gálatas y Corintios, de defender su autoridad apostólica porque los filipenses eran leales a él.
They weren't challenging Paul's authority.
No estaban preguntando acerca de la autoridad de Pablo.
No, unlike other churches, they were loyal to him.
Eran leal a Pablo.
In many of his other letters,
en muchas de las otras cartas de Pablo,
Paul would be brokenhearted trying to show them of God's call upon him as an apostle.
El corazón de Pablo se había quebrado en defender su acerca de ser apóstol.
Some of those churches were being infiltrated by false teachers.
Porque en esas otras iglesias habían entrado a maestros falsos.
And so, unlike Galatians or Corinthians,
pero a diferencia de Gálatas o Corintios,
these Philippians were loyal to Paul.
La iglesia de Filipenses estaba leal a Pablo.
Now, what you'll notice in this letter is that he didn't even have to use the word apostle when he addressed them.
Se puede fijar que cuando escribió esta carta, ni tenía que usar la palabra apóstol cuando se dirigió a ellas.
Look at Philippians 1, verse 1.
Vaya conmigo a Filipenses 1:1.
And you'll notice Paul simply names himself as Paul.
Y simplemente se llamó Pablo.
It says in verse 1, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons.
Filipenses 1:1, Pablo y Timoteo, siervos de Jesucristo, a todos los santos en Cristo Jesús que están en Filipos con los obispos y diáconos.
And you'll notice when you read Romans 1:1 or 1 Corinthians 1:1 or other letters of Paul,
pero al leer los primeros versos de quizás Romanos, Corintios o los demás epístolas de Pablo,
he states his authority as an apostle.
Él menciona su autoridad como apóstol.
But because the Philippians are very loyal to him, he just simply calls himself Paul.
Pero porque la iglesia de Filipenses era leal a Pablo, simplemente se llamó Pablo.
And so I'm sure Paul really appreciated this church.
Y yo sé que Pablo apreció mucho a esta iglesia.
Now again, it was non-controversial in character.
Ahora una vez más, no era controversial en su carácter.
Because there was no serious doctrinal errors that had torn the church.
Porque no había ningún error doctrinal grave en desarrollando la iglesia.
And so this is different than the other epistles.
Y era diferente acerca de las otras epístolas.
So again, it was non-controversial.
No era controversial.
Paul didn't have to correct much.
Y no tenía que corregir.
Now, we'll see a little bit later that there was a small correction that he had to employ.
Ahora, vamos a leer después acerca de un corrección que Pablo sí se dirigió.
And so he did confront some issues, but it was very minimal, very small.
Pero era muy minimal en comparación a otras cartas.
And so we're going to stop there this evening.
En esta noche vamos a terminar el estudio aquí.
And then we'll continue right from there next Tuesday or next Wednesday evening.
Y vamos a continuar de este punto el siguiente vez.
And so let's go ahead and say a closing prayer.
Vamos a cerrar en oración.
Lord, we thank you for all that we're learning and gleaning from this epistle. We pray that you would help us to see the difference of this letter in comparison to others. And we pray most importantly, Lord, that you would make us to be like Paul, Lord, full of joy, no matter the circumstances we find ourselves in. Lord, bless those that have joined us this evening. Let your hand be upon each and every one. And we pray that you would just bless the remainder of our evening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.